Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and you tune in today because you're sick of trying every fad diet under the sun and training yourself into the ground without seeing any results. That's why I'm here, to share the most effective ways to eat and train for sustainable and real results. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today. I've got an amazing episode lined up with you guys. I did an interview with Jordan and Kyle, who are part of the founding group of Jumbo Superfoods here in California. Now, what Jumbo Superfoods do, and I'm going to let Jordan and Kyle explain it in much more detail than I will, but they've been making full spectrum cannabis and hemp superfood products since 2014. And in particular today, we're going to be discussing CBD. So take a seat, put your headphones in, do whatever you need to do, enjoy today's episode, make sure you take it all in, listen to what these guys have to say, because it really opened up my mind to CBD, and I was very interested with a lot of the things that they had to say, particularly how WADA has taken CBD off the banned list. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show. As always, if you enjoy the episode, please do take a screenshot of the episode on your phone, post it to your Instagram story. I want you to tag myself and Jumbo Superfoods on Instagram so we can get your feedback. If you have any questions at the end of the show, make sure you let me know or DM the guys at Jumbo Superfoods. All right, now enjoy the interview. Jordan, Kyle, welcome to the show, guys. It's a pleasure to have you on today. I'm pumped to get stuck into the episode and ask you guys some questions so I can learn a lot, and I'm sure the audience is going to get a lot out of today as well. So welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having us on. We're excited, man.
So let's kick off the interview with you guys telling us a bit about yourself. So obviously you run Jumbo Superfoods. Tell us a bit about that and what you guys have done up until this point.
Perfect. Yeah, so we with our friends Joe and Shannon, founders of Jumbo, we started this adventure in 2014, where we started making really high quality and healthy cannabis products for the medical marijuana market here in California. With that, we launched in our CBD lines, and this was kind of before the CBD wave had crashed or even started, and people kind of were like, well, why would we need CBD if it doesn't get you high? And then I guess fast forward 4 years later, people are searching and seeking out CBD so they can use and feel the benefits of cannabis without being high. So it's been a fun shift for us, literally watching it happen before our eyes. But we just like to put really good ingredients in our bodies, knowing that you got to take good care of yourself if you want to be on this beast for a while.
Exactly. We just, the whole ethos of the company when we started and to through today is bringing the medicine to the people, getting quality products into their hands at every possible avenue. So like Kyle said, we started in the medical cannabis dispensaries.
Yep.
And now branched out into like grocery stores amongst various states. So we started branching out into some local markets here in California. And then as the CBD wave started building, demand grew, and now we're all over the US.
That's awesome, guys. And so for those, a lot of people that are listening, especially my audience, a lot of them are going to be from Australia. Obviously, marijuana is still illegal in Australia. It's legal now in California, which is awesome for you guys. And I'm sure you guys are absolutely stoked about that. But could you explain the difference between, I guess, THC and CBD? What's the difference? Kind of break it down a little bit about what marijuana actually is and what it's made up of. Because like I said, a lot of people that are listening probably automatically just think, you know, drugs, have a negative stigma around marijuana, especially if they've never done it before. Like I've never done it before. But I know there are medical benefits from it, physical and mental. So would you be able to break that down a little bit for us and explain what it actually is?
Yeah, definitely. So the main difference there, THC is really what has been connected and known about the cannabis plant.
Specifically marijuana.
Yes. When you think marijuana, you think weed, it's THC is what generally people are thinking. That's the psychoactive component of the plant. And it does have therapeutic qualities. They exist. However, there's the side effect of the psychotropic effect. You know, that's not for everyone. And it's not for every occasion, even if it is for you. And that's where CBD comes in. So CBD carries really the bulk of the therapeutic qualities of the cannabis plant, and it doesn't come with those psychoactive side effects. So you're getting these anti-inflammatory benefits, you know, a myriad of other benefits that come along with it, and you're not compromised in any sort of, you know, a way that would not allow you to function normally. So that's the beauty of it, is cannabis and marijuana are synonymous. It's just some are high THC producing, which then really get tagged as a marijuana plant. And then you have your high CBD producing, which generally are now qualified as a hemp plant.
Okay, so you guys obviously do a number of products with Jumbo. So what are some of the products that you're doing at the moment that are CBD, I guess, I don't know, CBD based, where someone can use it and not have any, psychological effect from it, and they're just getting the mental and physical benefits of the CBD?
Yeah, what we like to do is make a product that can have basically a THC and then a CBD side. So every product that will have CBD in it will have a completely different bottle that's similar and exactly the same. However, the cannabinoid will be THC. But some of our most popular CBD products right now are our muscle balms, our breath sprays, and then our regular droppers. So we have a nice full range of CBD offerings. But again, I guess our most popular would be our breath sprays and our muscle balms. Our breath sprays, people just love them because not only do they taste delicious, they're able to deliver specific quantity per pump. Our most popular product delivers 1 milligram of CBD per spray, whether in its usually an MCT oil base. It's sweetened with a hexane-free stevia extract and flavored with essential oils like cinnamon or mint, which also have their own therapeutic benefits. Mint's great for stomach cramping, headaches, bloating. Cinnamon will warm you up, open up the vasculars in your mouth for you to absorb things better, and then I believe it'll lower your blood sugar levels. So it'll be a nice addition to your coffee or just spraying it directly into your mouth. We kind of took the spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down mantra and took out all the sugar and added some really high quality natural sweeteners that won't hurt your body.
That's awesome. And like I can, for myself, listening to what you guys have had to say so far, and hopefully the person that's listening at the moment is thinking the same thing. Obviously this is largely health-based for you guys. Like I know I've mentioned this already, but a lot of the time when people hear cannabis, they automatically think of just, you know, basically a druggie, especially in Australia. Like I said, it's still illegal, so there is a bad stigma around it. But obviously the benefits of especially CBD are quite large. So what's the typical, I guess, client or customer that you guys get that come to you for CBD? Is it someone that has in the past smoked marijuana, or is it someone kind of just like your everyday Joe who wants to reduce anxiety, reduce stress, reduce inflammation, and just see what it's all about?
I would say in the beginning, you were seeing more, I guess at the beginning of our adventure with this, we were seeing more people that were used to using cannabis but tired of being high.
Yeah.
And I guess in the current present, we are seeing, I want to call them cannabis virgins, and people that are just excited to try something else that's not a prescription or an opiate or something that's over the, like, delivered from a pharmacy to where they have to be taking or need a prescription to take it, and they aren't necessarily feeling any relief from it.
Okay.
So you're seeing a lot of, our client is a lot of mothers or women between 30 and 70 trying cannabis for their first time and then using it specifically for pain management or anxiety. Those are very, very common uses for CBD at the moment. Which is also great because it's shown that it's working. And we know a lot of people are fighting inflammation, whether it's from their diet or old injuries. So CBD is great at decreasing inflammation in your body and just balancing your body out. So that would be the Jumbo user, is someone who likes to put high quality ingredients in their body. That's also knowing that the product is going to work. So that's the initiative that we kind of took, because we want to make things fun for people to use, not necessarily spraying something that tastes terrible in their mouth or something they're not excited to use. So that's why we make things portable and fun and delicious.
Yeah. And we really have everyone from, you know, 18 to 80 using our products. And you know, one audience that we didn't really anticipate, but has really, really latch onto the Jumbo product specifically are high performance athletes. CBD has really come into that world strong. Probably heard about it a lot in like the MMA world. The NFL is starting to look at CBD for concussion treatments.
And there's now even a basketball league called the Big Three that lets all of their athletes use CBD, which is great for retired or people in the NBA who didn't necessarily make the full cut. And now they're able to be healthy while they play the sport that they love. And that's something that we can promote, is if you were able to help you continue doing things that you like to do, we're going to keep making these products.
Yeah, that's really the Jumbo energy, is for people looking to elevate themselves in whatever aspect of their life that they want to. And generally, you know, these are people who are high performance individuals, whether it's a high performance mom or, you know, an MMA fighter. They're finding their own use for it, and it fits their world because they're not accepting low quality products at any aisle. You know, they're not grabbing Lay's potato chips and Coca-Cola and then a Jumbo. You know, these are the people that are putting good things into their body and care about it, because, you know, CBD it's phenomenal. It's fantastic. And, you know, you can combine it with really low grade oils or alcohol and add some sugar or put it in a cookie, and you're kind of defeating the purpose there of what you're trying to do with CBD in our world. And we're not saying it's the wrong way to do it. It's just for the Jumbo core and for the Jumbo fans, it's really about staying congruent with their life and introducing CBD into products that they would otherwise already use. So, you know, like one great example is our daily ritual. It's grass-fed ghee, MCT oil, and CBD. So right there, that's like, if you're a biohacker, those things all just like light up, because that crowd understands the power of all three products individually, and then combined, it just makes this amazing superfood blend that goes right into your butter coffee or into your eggs or on your salad. So that's really the Jumbo audience, are people looking to elevate their lives.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I've got a couple of questions out of this. Really enjoying this so far. So the first question that I had was, and you just touched on it then, how is CBD or CBD oil best, more most effectively taken, is the first question. And secondly, you mentioned obviously about the Big Three, and that's a growing basketball league at the moment, which, like you said, is just former professional players. Do you see CBD eventually being legal or able to be used by professional players in the NBA and other sports across the globe as more and more research comes out?
You know, I think about this often, and sometimes I'm on the fence with like, there's no way, but I'm pretty optimistic about this. I do think that specifically with like football players who have been hit in the head hundreds and thousands of times, you're going to see people being helped with it. It's going to be something along with like the ketogenic diet or a high fat diet or a high protein diet or a good diet in general, that when you're adding other healing modalities like CBD or stretching, that it's just really going to help people, and it's going to let people maybe hopefully live for longer, or if they are suffering, maybe have a better quality of life while they are living. And that's, so I guess the answer is yes. I do feel that at some point that it will be allowed for athletes to use this in their healing practices.
For me, it's not a question of will, it's a question of when, because it's going to happen. When is it going to happen? I'm not sure. But a huge stride forward was earlier this year, I believe. It's either earlier this year or late last year. WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, the overseeing agency for all the Olympics and like World Cup, things like that, you have, they've taken off CBD from their list of banned substances.
Right. So an Olympic athlete, if they were tested and had been using CBD oil, would not test positive.
Exactly. Yeah. Or testing positive for CBD is totally permissible as just a supplement. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was one that kind of, didn't get a lot of press, and you know, whether it was buried or not, we don't know, but it's a big thing, especially.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing though, how that's the case where Olympic athletes are now allowed to take that, yet it's still illegal in Australia and still legal in other countries and other states. Do you find that bizarre?
Yeah, it's completely, you know, backwards, because right, what you just said, but the country they're living in tells them that they can't. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's crazy. And the second part of that question there was, what's the most effective way to use CBD oil? You mentioned before pairing it with MCT oil and other things. So what if I was to use CBD oil, how am I going to get the most optimal effect out of it? What am I meant to have it with?
For us, we like to pair cannabinoids with fats. Cannabinoids are fat-soluble molecules. So we take some of our favorite fats like MCT oil or hemp oil or ghee from grass-fed cows, and then we infuse that molecule, CBD or THC, into it. So our body absorbs it in the most effective way.
Fantastic. And the other question I was going to ask, let me just check what it was. Okay, so you mentioned before with the spray. So, you know, one spray, I think you mentioned, was 1 milligram. Was that right?
Yeah, we have three different versions of this spray. So one will come out, like we have a 500 milligram bottle, 200 milligram bottle, which will be a 1 milligram per spray.
Okay.
And then for people using CBD into their lives, we have a 100 milligram bottle, which is a 0.5 milligram per spray. And our reasoning behind the low dosing is when we were curating our line, we were going off what the Mayo Clinic recommended for daily preventative usages, which was 2 to 5 milligrams. And if you're getting 2 to 5 milligrams or 2 to 10 milligrams or any cannabinoids in your body in a daily titration, then probably best use that way for a personal standpoint.
Yeah, it's you know, like any supplement, you want to get it in the body and get it flowing and get the body used to it, because we have receptor sites built for cannabinoids.
Okay.
It's our endocannabinoid system. And anandamide is probably the most famous one. And they work within that system. However, we have no other stimulation of that, the endocannabinoid system, outside of directly stimulating the receptor sites with cannabinoids. Things like black pepper affect it a little bit. So we have these exogenous ones that can come in, and you have cannabis is your primary source for these guys. There's a lot of thought in the field coming out now that we as mammals have been suffering from a cannabinoid deficiency since hemp was rescheduled and taken off of the diet from us and from our livestock and a lot of other ways we were getting hemp and CBD consequently into the body. So the best way you want to take this in, you know, to really expand on that question is, like Kyle said, with a fat. Absolutely, with a fat that's going to make it bioavailable, and then you want your healthiest fat possible. And then with that, you want to, ideally, you want it to absorb into the bloodstream as quickly as possible. So orally is a great way. When it goes through digestion, you lose a little bit to metabolism and the processes therein. And then daily, like I was saying, you want to take it in every day and get a little bit stimulating those receptor sites to wake everything up, because those receptors, they exist in concert with most, if not all, systems of our body. So really what's happening there is we're helping balance our natural systems into a homeostasis. And that's what another powerful aspect of CBD is balancing the body and reducing inflammation.
Definitely. And what would be the effect, or what would be the negative effect of, say, for example, myself, I've never had it before, and I use too much in the one serving. So you said, you know, there's sprays where you might get half a milligram or a milligram. If I overdid it, what would the physical effects, what would I feel because of overdoing it?
Yeah.
I would say like a common effect that people who are maybe consuming a little bit more CBD than they're normally taking would just be extreme relaxation, but very lucid. Like they're very aware of what's happening. They're able to talk. They just feel maybe like they're sitting in a beanbag, or they're getting their toes tickled, or maybe they're going to take a nap. Otherwise, there is no sincere like psychoactive effect or paranoia that can be induced by THC.
The only shift I would say you might feel is like, I mean, I imagine I'm looking at this shredded picture of you, man.
Yeah, Diesel.
I imagine you've probably experienced like a runner's high. Like okay. Feeling, yeah?
Okay. Yeah. So almost like the feeling of endorphins after a workout.
Yeah, so that's, you really touched in on an interesting aspect. Now there's some research showing that we believe maybe certain things that we were attributing toward endorphins or adrenaline spikes may actually be by becoming from the stimulation of our endocannabinoid system.
Wow, that is interesting. And staying on this topic now of working out, obviously I work out a fair bit. A lot of my clients are working out a lot. So if someone was to use CBD oil in conjunction with their training, would they see any benefit from using it before they train? What effects are they gonna feel, if any, with their strength levels, with their endurance, while they're training?
So I'll speak on this from a personal level. Is that I used to really enjoy smoking a THC flower before going to the gym. However, once I really started getting settled into my workout routine and I saw my body shifting in drastic ways, I saw that basically being high at the gym was no longer serving me. There are lots of people that do get high at the gym and it does work for them well. So I switched to a couple CBD sprays before going to the gym. And what I saw for myself was I would be able to get focused into my workout a little bit faster. I would be able to kind of feel a little bit lighter. I would need to stretch, but my stretching would come a little bit easier. I could be more in tune with my body, and I would also use it after or before going into the sauna, and it would just kind of help me downshift my body from basically 60 to 90 minutes of kicking my own ass. So
on strength levels, like you mentioned before, like you get that relaxation feeling. You didn't find any negative effect with the ability to kind of fire up and get the muscles to fire in a powerful way.
Since I personally have been using CBD basically on the regular for the last 4 years, my body has gotten stronger. My joints have gotten better. My hair has gotten stronger. Basically, before I started doing this whole holistic eating well diet, I weighed 340 pounds, and right now I'm down to 188, whatever, give or take a few, and I've still been able to hold the same strength. I'm happier. Ben, it was a big shift, we'll say, and just eating better and working out and different types of exercises, I've been able to not only lose weight but maintain strength and still be happy.
It's insane. Looking at you now, I can't even imagine you being over 300 pounds. That's nice.
A lot of people say that it is a significant shift, and it's something that you still get to go work through every day. So when dieting or being better to yourself becomes maybe a chore, it's more or less a game for me. It's because it's like, well, how can I do something that I had never done before? Like, let's start eating green smoothies on the regular. Let's start eating high fatty cuts of beef. Let's maybe not eat a full vegetarian diet. Let's maybe not eat all these carbs that everyone says that you need. So basically just listening to your body. CBD is been a gift for me, and it's definitely been a gift in my recovery from working to the gym and being hard on my joints for when I was a 340-pounder.
Awesome, guys. All right, a couple more questions before I wrap things up. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on this next one because, you know, maybe this is a topic for a podcast another day, but the THC side of things, if there was someone in California right now or that was in California that wanted to try marijuana for the first time, what is the safest way possible for them to try it where they're going to have a positive experience? And I guess, like, what would you recommend for someone who's just starting it or just for trying it for the first time?
I would probably recommend that they let me take the first hit. No, but I would say it's always easy to start small. Yep. You don't need to smoke a whole joint to feel an effect. Maybe take one or two puffs from the joint and then pass it and then don't feel the need to keep hitting it. I think that marijuana is best done in small doses, so you're able to feel the fun, the gigglies, the body sensations from it. However, when you do go a little bit deeper, it can maybe bring up some things that your subconscious has been hiding. That's just the kind of things with all kind of entheogens and psychedelics, is that they may bring up things that you did not know you were hiding. But if you are trying THC for the first time, I recommend asking the bud tender at all of these dispensaries in California. Let them know what you're searching for. Do you want to be relaxed? Do you want to have simulation in your mind? Do you want to shoot? Do you just want to eat a bunch of food? There are so many different strains of cannabis right now that a very educated bud tender will kind of lead you down the right path to get a strain that's helping you. I definitely recommend all. If you have the option to eat an edible, just know that it will process into a different molecule in your body. It will be a little bit more psychedelic than maybe smoking it. But again, everyone kind of reacts a little different. But slow and steady wins the race when dancing with new types of entheogens.
Yeah, I mean, that's really it. It's like you can always have more. You can't have less. Another thing that would be, I think, paramount is if it's your first time, set and setting are huge for this. Give yourself time. Be relaxed. Don't, you know, if you've got a busy day, and don't try to cram it all in one. You know, give yourself a weekend if you've got it, and be comfortable. Be around friends. Have good food. Enjoy, like, if there's music that you love, you know, put that music on. Give your, like, treat yourself. This is a unique experience, to where if it's your first time shifting your reality, you know, make sure that it's a place that you feel comfortable in. And then, like Kyle said, take a couple hits off a joint. Like, that would be my number one recommended way to start. If you are fine with smoking, a joint, a couple hits off a joint, set it down, wait 30 minutes, and then wait another 30 minutes. And if at that point you feel comfortable to jump back in, then you can go back in. But it just, I myself personally, when I first started using cannabis, had like three consecutive very negative experiences. And it was from overconsumption and being in a strange environment.
Okay. And what was the draw card? So what was the reasoning behind going back to it after three bad experiences? Or what did you do differently on the fourth time?
Yeah, it's a great question. I actually stopped completely for about 4 years because, like, all of the negative stigma that I had built up around cannabis had pretty much brought itself to light when I had my negative experiences. So I thought, hey, everything that I was told is right. The propaganda is real. It's crazy. And then I had some very good friends of mine, some lifelong friends, reintroduce it to me in a very comfortable space. I was on vacation. I had very, very little things, you know, going on. I was relaxing, and I just had the most enlightening, positive, happy experience I'd had up until that point in my life. And it was from a very small intake, where my three previous experiences were not small at all. This was just a little bit, and it was great. It was just so nice. It was fantastic. And then I got really looking into the medical aspects of it and how cannabis is used therapeutically. And from that point on, it's been a wonderful relationship.
And is there any part of, like, like I said, I'm completely kind of new to this. So with marijuana, is there an addictive, I guess, I don't know if ingredient's the best word to it, but like, is there a part of cannabis that is addictive? Like if someone is going to start using it, is it likely that they're going to get addicted to it and they're going to want to do it basically consistently?
Okay. So I'll use myself as a template here. I am fortunate enough to where I really don't have an addictive personality. So cannabis is one of those things that I can just say, like, I'm done with it for a while and then I'll come back to it. So in that regard, like it, for me, that there's no chemical dependency. However, I would say like with anything that makes you feel good, which, you know, you could get addicted to working out, and the same aspect that like that addictive personality might cling on to something that allows them to, you know, either improve or escape or anything like that, then you kind of get into more of a psychological dependency. But as far as a chemical dependency goes, I would say pretty strongly that it is a non-addictive substance.
And I would agree basically with exactly what he said. I personally find myself having cravings for it, but it's usually when I'm at a concert and I'm not high. And I'm like, oh, this would be a little bit more fun if I was, you know, a little high. But it's not going to ruin the concert for me. If you're able to have fun in any type of mind state, then maybe you're able to have more fun in the cannabis state. But a dick can establish a dependency on anything, and cannabis can be that anything if it's for you. Like, sometimes I've been dependent on only eating vegetables, and that doesn't serve you as well. So everything in moderation, including moderation, and that's definitely speaking with cannabis for sure.
Definitely, I'm massive on that. And those that have listened to the Fitness and Lifestyle podcast know how big I am on everything in moderation and keeping things sustainable. And all right, guys, before we wrap things up, for someone that's in the state of California, where can they find the Jumbo products?
So here in California, you can get our CBD products in Erewhon, Lassen's, you can find them at Oliver's in Northern California.
Yeah, I recommend going to jumbosuperfoods.com/where, and you'll be able to see the location that's close to you, whether you're in or outside of California. That being said, THC products, again, are only available in the state of California.
Okay, cool. I'll make sure I put the link to that in the show notes below. Guys, thanks so much for coming on the show today. It's been an absolute pleasure. I've definitely learned a lot, and it's been good to hear about something different, and I've definitely learnt a number of things from today's episode, and I'm sure the listener has as well. So appreciate you guys taking the time to join us.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's always fun to talk about it.
Definitely. And guys, thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've taken some bits out of it. I'll make sure I put the link to the website below, and also for their Instagrams, you can go and check them out as well. Hope you're enjoying your day. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please do take a screenshot of the show and post it on your Instagram story. Tag myself, tag Jumbo Superfoods. We'd love to hear some feedback. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll chat to you in the next episode.
Absolutely. And if your audience has any questions directly for us, feel free to send them our way. We'll help get them answered as best as we can.
100%. Thanks, guys.